Shachaim. We're going to finish off Shar Dalet Perek Zayin today. Bezras Hashem. There's not much to do, but I do want to show you something, learn something together with you from the Chazon Ish. But what we were Mechadesh Alpi, the Nefesh Hachayim, on Thursday was that the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph talks about Yerushamayim, Tayurim Yerushamayim. And we learned the Gemara Barichos together, and the Nekuda of the Gemara, or the way Mashayotza Min Hadavar, was that there's like mixed metaphors and different mishalim as to what the relationship between Torah and Yerushamayim is. It's not like you have to have Torah and Yerushamayim, but and what we explained was that everything that when we learn Torah, Mipiv Dasu Tuna, Nefesh HaChaim said a couple of chapters ago that we're actually taking the Dvar Hashem and bringing it from the highest place in the world of Atzilus, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, and we're replicating a Mice of Har Sinai, which is you're bringing something which is spiritual into this world, and it's mispashed into this world. And the further up you go, the more pure the Torah is, Mipiv Dasu Tuna, and the further down you go, which we're calling La Suke Shmaitza Aliba Dehilchasa. La Suke Shmaitza Aliba Dehilchasa means that you're taking the Shmaitza from Shemayim and you're bringing it down all the way to the place of Halacha. Halacha, as I explained, means to go, the way you walk, Halacha. So not only do you have to talk the talk, but you have to walk the walk. All these different places, meaning where you hook into the Torah Milamala, and where you apply it, Lamata, requires Yerushamayim, but the Gemara gives a few different examples because it's coming in different places. So one of the examples, the Gemara says, Im Yerush Hashem hi oitzarei in, v'im lav lav. So the Yerush Hashem has to be an oitzer of the Torah. So an oitzer is like a silo, a storage bin of the Torah. So if you have Torah, and you don't have Yerushamayim, so you have Torah without an Eitzer. That's one mashal. Then the Gemara says, mashal lama davar daima. It says like a different mashal. And the mashal is to Balabayas, who says to his Mishores, bring me up a kav tvua. Bring me some tvua. And the guy brings him up tvua. So now the guy says, well, when you brought me tvua, did you put chaymatim, did you put preservatives, sour salt in the tvua so it won't get geipished? And he says, no, you asked me for tvua, I gave tvua. So on this, he says, mutav, it would have been better if you didn't bring me the tvua altogether. What's better? Better because if you wouldn't have brought me, if the tvua now is just going to get moldy and rotten, and I'm going to have rotten stuff in my house and I can't eat it, and you're wasting the tvua. When you bring tvua, you bring it with chaymatim. And from here, by the way, we learn a halacha that when somebody goes to the store to buy tefillah, it's allowed to have up to 20% preservative in it. So the preservative in this case is the Yerushamayim. Like, what are you bringing me Torah without Yerushamayim? That's what the Gemara means, which is a different idea, I pointed out, than the idea of an oitzer. An oitzer is something which is mechil the Torah. And chaymat and preservatives are things that are in the Torah, mixed into the Torah and preserving it from happening to different things. Then the Gemara says another mashal. The Gemara says, mashal lama davar daima, to somebody who said, go get me some tevua from my silo, and he gave him the maftechos pnimios, and he didn't give him the maftechos achitzonios. So he says, what my hanile, that I can get mamish, I know the code to the safe to get the tevua, but I don't know how to get into the silo altogether. I can't even save seklishton. How do I do that? So that's a third mashal. So there's the mushal of the door to the silo, there's the mushal to the silo, and there's the mushal to the preservative in the silo. So I explained that these are really three different mekoymos, if you will, of Yerushamayim, and probably different types of Yerushamayim, because the Yerushamayim that has to do with hooking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top, right? So that's you need the maftechos. You need to be able to get in. And then the Torah that you bring down from Shemayim, even a Talmud can bring Torah down from Shemayim. The Torah that you bring down from Shemayim, so that Torah has to maintain its integrity all throughout the process. And that's the Chaymatim. And then you need the silo to be able to hold it. And the Yerushalayim is all three of those things. So it's allowing us in the door, in Shemayim, so to speak, where we can hear the Dvar Hashem. Imagine, think Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu is getting Torah min Hashemayim. First thing is Yerushalayim Lamala. Second thing is he's got to make sure the Torah is 100% full of Yerushalayim. And the third thing is you need a bag to put it in. Yeah? So that's what we learn. In the 60s, they used to say, everybody's got their thing and they got to put it in their bag. So I'm old enough to remember. What's your thing? What's your bag? It was two dinim. So the thing was the thing, but then where'd you get it from? Mipiv dasu svuna. I just want to make a small ha'ara. I don't mean it to be humorous, but it's just an interesting ha'ara that in English, if you learned in yeshivas or you talk to people that know Torah, they always talk about the fact that such and such is brought down in Svarim. So, which is not English. I mean, you know, you don't find it's brought down in Wikipedia. Like, you don't find such a lushan. It's brought down in the Britannica. But only by Torah you find it's brought down. I don't know who made up this lushan, but it's kind of a cool lushan, that you're taking something from the Shemayim and you're bringing it down to the Aris, La Suke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa. It's brought down. La Suke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa. I don't know that, but just maybe you know, if you do press your space bar. I don't know like where this terminology came from, because I can't think of any place in Lashon HaKodesh where it talks about being brought down. Muva Besvar. You know, I don't know about brought down. And I can't even think about it in Yiddish, which is the language that I learned Gemara in when I was a kid. I can't think about something being brought down, or runtergebracht, like, I can't, you know, sestet. But in English, somehow, it was zeichet to the siyata d'shmaya of things are being brought down. Mashaloi noimar kein, in any other culture, or as far as I know, I'm not a...
Rabbi, I don't know any Yiddish, but I heard once Rabbi Katz said that the word for an idea is an einfall, that it fell in. So maybe that might have something to do with it.
That's good. So, you know, Einfall, though, I think it's addressing a different idea, but it's a good, we're getting close, because, like, sometimes what I understand about that is that sometimes, like, you could be learning and, like, you're trying to figure something out and you're on one derech completely, and then all of a sudden, pumped from a different end of the world comes the emes. That's an Einfall. Siyata Dishmai brings us in. Yeah. But you're not bringing anything down yet. Lasuke Shmaitza, Aliba de Hilchaza.
Epiphany in English.
Okay, an Einfall is an epiphany, if that's English. Einfall. Okay, let me, just wanted to make that point. I'm just going to share my screen for a second. Let's all be a misspell. I can know how to do this correctly. Do, 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 do. Did that work?
Yes.
Okay. Back to meeting. How come I don't see it? One second. I'm sorry. Give me a second. Okay. Can you guys see me?
We can see the page. I know, at least I can see the page.
Yes, we can see the page and see you.
Yeah, I can see the page.
Okay. Okay. It's Chazanish Chaf Dalet.
And him, so make sure you're not in gallery mode, you're in speaker mode. You're at the top right of your screen. Where the nine dots are, you click on that to gallery, or you click after speaker view with your speaker.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know.
So you need to be on full screen, not on part screen.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you and I see the material.
And I see you. Okay, very good. Okay, I want to learn this together. You know, the Lashon of the Chazon Ish is just so beautiful that I didn't want to just say it over. But this is the Chazon Ish in Paragimel, Piska Chav Dalet. And here the Chazon Ish says, Amnam ein tehilas baal ha-halacha ha-guna. This is not an easy lashon, but it's a beautiful lashon, so let's follow it carefully. That you can't praise a baal halacha.
All right, I wonder if you shared the right page. What we have is the end of Chaf Daled and the beginning of Chaf Hey, page Lam and Zayin. Is that what you intended?
I'm supposed to be page Lam and Vav. I'm sorry, one second.
You gave us Lam and Zayin.
Oops, one second. Boy, I'm not doing very well. I apologize for my... Okay, share screen. How about now?
Yeah.
Lam and Vav. Thank you, David. I need an engineer for these shiurim if somebody wants to volunteer. Amnam ein tehilas baal ha-halacha ha-guna elim kein kadma la yirasei l'chachmasei. There's no praise for a posek, a baal ha-halacha ha-guna elim kein unless kadma la yirasei l'chachmasei. Unless it's somebody, you can't be a posek or talk about somebody as being a great posek unless his yira comes before his chachma. That's what he's going to explain. His yira, now please be medayik, comes before his chachma. Meaning, that's the yira shemayim up on top, lufi dvarenu. Vein chachmas ha-tayra shruya b'leiv atum. Now, there's a different idea. Not koidim, but the chachma ha-tayra is not sitting in a leiv atum, in a closed heart. It's a different idea. Ki ikir taima ba'adinus ha-nefesh, because understanding Torah needs adinut ha-nefesh. Edelkeit. Hamis'ala lamala mechemdas b'nei temusa, which can travel, if you're spiritually sensitive with your shemayim, so that spirituality could travel above all else, Mechemdas b'nei temusa, from those that are not even in this world. Baham shoytetas, and your nefesh can go surfing. Ba'ilamais el yoinim, right? We're not talking about Google here. Surfing in the world of Shemayim. Ilamais el yoinim, that means atzilos, bria, yitzira. Hatoyemes tam hashtoikikus limkar hachachma. And you're in a place where there is nothing else like malachim, which are yearning for the makar of chachma, hashoyeves l'tfunais ein keitz, and they're tapping in to the eternity,
aspiring
to the eternal place, ein keitz, hamshashes b'chek hachachma b'cholas ava. So, in other words, the way Torah has to start here is that you're with your adinas hanefesh, which is your shemaim. You're reaching into a place which no man usually goes. And this is the main paragraph that I want to bring. Ve'ein chacham b'tayra. You're not a chacham in Torah. Rak acharei ha-hismazgus shel iyun ha-seichel v'tam yiraschet. Let's talk about the word hismazgus for a second. The Rambam says there's harkava mikri and harkava Mizgi. The Rambam talks about this in Mar Nevuchim. That there's one thing you see. Can you see my cup? There's lemons in the water. So that's harkava mikri. There's lemons and there's water. But could be in the water itself, there's a taste of lemon and it's like milk. You don't have to shake it anymore because it's homogenized. So that's mazug. In other words, what's already part of the water is hismazgus. That's what the word means. Hismazgus. It gives us a new insight in halacha to like a kos mazug. If you take a kos yayin, which talks about in Hilchos Pesach, and you pour a certain amount of water into it, so that's a kos mazug. But in order to be mazug, it has to be mizgi. It has to become one with the wine. Can't just be like you have it on top.
Like a mezagavir.
Like mezagavir. So how does that, why is it like that?
I don't know. Because It's
mixed.
Mixed.
Mixture.
Mixed and homogenous. It's even.
Yeah. Mizug. Mizug. Mezagavir. Did you ever think about it? Mezagavir. Yeah. So mezag means homogenation. So, and I'm emphasizing this because it's a whole big different, it's a different thing than what we were talking about, you know, that it's just, you have to have Chochmah and you have to have Yirat Shamayim. No, Hismazgus. Hismazgus shel iyun haseichel v'tam yiras chet. So there's iyun haseichel and yiras chet. Kois hamozug, beautiful language, mishnei ele, who menas chelkei shel atamul chacham kol hayamim. He who can integrate completely and homogenize these two ideas of Yirat Shamayim and Chochmah, Torah, who menas chelkei, this is called the Talmud Chacham. This is the Talmud Chacham. V'zeh yayin niskei netzach. And this is the wine that he can pour. Abnam ha-Torah v'ayira, Torah and Yira, so this is talking about the connection, the relationship between the two. Kachaymer v'tzura. Hamahavim yachad es hanimsa, right? So everything that's in this world, according to the ancient philosophers, but I presume it's still true, is choymer and sura. So choymer is whatever goes into making glass, and sura is the glass. In other words, that's the order for a piece of gashmius to exist. It has to have choymer and sura. But it's similar to in Kabbalah they talk about duchra and nukva. Right, so Torah in Yira kechomer v'tzura amahavin yachad es hanimsa, and that creates a product called Talmud Chacham, Torah of a Talmud Chacham, nimsa, a product. V'chol shaloi kana shleimus ha'yira. But let's say you're learning Torah, but you weren't kana the shleimus ha'yira. Af shesich leichad umetzuchzach, you could be very sharp, you could be very bright. B'toldasai, by your nature, lo yizke l'toyra shlema, but you will never get toyra shlema. You say a good vart, you'll have a havana and things, but it won't be toyra. Rakol darchoi, and what will happen instead? Kol darchoi tachtiim naftulim v'ikashois. It'll be full of weeds, thorn, and thicket. Meaning, my Torah is a blemished Torah. Ukamaisha Amro, and this is what it means, and listen to how this is so nogea, what we're talking about. Meaning, yes, he's got this beautiful thing to say in Torah, but he's not bringing it down to earth. Why is he not bringing it down to earth? Because it doesn't. Because it's not real Torah. It's just, you know, intellectual pursuit. So you'll say, well, do I have to say something that's important? So he says, V'or ha'pnimi, ha'mislave imor ha'seichel, this Yirat Shamayim, which he's calling the inner light, which accompanies my or ha'seichel, li'asher eskol ha'hidurim, v'lachtar el nekudas ha'emes, it straightens out all of my, David, how do you want to translate hidurim? It means all the things that are
additions.
Yeah, all the things that are like extra to the thought. You know, like sometimes you meet a Talmud Chacham and he's bringing this in and he's bringing that in, and this, if you meet a real Talmud Chacham, it's quartz and sharp. So those are the kafter v'ferach, as they call of the it's extra. That's why the menorah had to be.
Like the
non-requirements. Right. So Hidurim...
It says like Yasher. Why like Yasher? Straighten out Hidurim.
Look, imagine that, you know, you have a keli and you have all kinds of things on it and you want it to be straight. So Yasher is to take sandpaper and to get rid of all the things that are, coming off of it. So it's one big, beautiful, perfect, smooth surface. So that's what he's talking about. Liyasher is called Hidurim, v'lachdar el nekudas emes, to be able to focus on the nekuda. A Talmud Chacham is choyder al emes. Hadina, he yiras Hashem tahir. So yiras Hashem is, notice the mixed metaphors. Yiras Hashem is your sandpaper and your polishing rag and your pruner, which is getting everything down to the essence. Umi shechaser es hayira, and somebody's missing this yira, hu chadul hargish haregesh shel adinus hanefesh, he's missing the regesh of adinut hanefesh. He's grub. V'chaser tam shel ziv hachachma bas hashamayim. You're taking something which is so edle and so perfect. I remember, you know, a lot of times, like, if I'm sure this happens to everybody, you can really work on a thought, on a Dvar Torah, or even not a Dvar Torah, you can work on it so hard until you get it down to something perfect. And then when you say it over, and you said it over, and it's just the right thing, the best you can do. And then somebody else quotes you, and they miss the whole klung of the thing. They're saying the right words, but they're missing the nekuda. This is and what happens is there's an adinus hanefesh. That's mostly because I think people, all of us, don't really listen when we're listening. But if you really listen, you chop the etzem of the thing, the klung of the thing. And what we're talking about here is to be able, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be the Anav Mikol Adam in order to be able to bring down Lasuke Shmaitza Liba de Hilcha. So it had to be pure without any of his own personality things mixed in it, without any Negias mixed into it. And that's what he means. Those are the weeds in the thicket that accompany our thoughts, because we have agendas and we have gaiva and we have all kinds of things that are sort of interfering with the actual message of MS, and we're losing the Adinus HaNefesh. So he says here, who Umi shechaser is a year, somebody who's missing your Shemaim, who chadol haregesh shel Adinus HaNefesh, v'chaser tam shel ziva chachma basa Shemaim, sichloi nedar, your brain is no longer able to have the koyach hamavchin ben sheker lamas. You're saying something and you have no ability to distinguish between truth and something which is false. So everything that you're saying is going to be sheker, kazav, on every angle. So look what we're talking about over here. We're not talking about, look, he's a frum alamdin, he's a big talmud chacham, but he's not a big yerushamayim. She can grace a tzaddik. You know, we make that distinction between a tzaddik and a talmud chacham. He's saying, no, a talmud chacham that doesn't have your shemaim is going to be saying sheker, this felt and learning. You're going to be saying a sheker. Val zeh nemar, reishis chacham yiras Hashem. Now, I'll share with you something that the Chazon Ish, the Chaval, lived in the time of Rav Kook. If they would have met, they would have been able to talk all day and all night. But because of politics, they didn't meet. The same type of Lashonos, the same type of a lave, the same type of a regesh for what Torah is. And this is where you see Menashemayim, I guess, but politics, you know, stopped a wonderful union, because this could be reading straight out of Rav Kook.
So, Rabbi, how do we... You know, hearing what the Chazon Ish is saying, how are we able to distinguish, when we hear from different Talmidei Chachamim, what is emes and what's not emes?
So I think if they're doing everything that they're saying to do, that sounds like right to me. I mean, that's your first step. Are they really saying everything that they're saying to do? But let's go a little further, and maybe he says, Val zen nemar reishis chachma yiras Hashem. And on this it says, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Sha'ayira, what does that mean? Again, we're back to the Reishis. What does it mean? Sha'ayira hi oimek halev. Yira is referring to the very deep part in our heart. Lahavchin b'mesikus. To be able to distinguish with sweetness. Ziva Chachma uni'imas hatavuna. B'chol iyun, you know, people are hungry, so they're thinking with their stomach. You know, like they're not. So that's the pshat. You know, like a person makes a mistake, it's nichnas by ruach shtus. Like they're not thinking with their brain, because b'mesika ziv hachachma uneimas hatzvuno b'chol iyun shel sugyas ha'alacha mishtatefes ha'yira lis mazegi madas v'hatzvuno. This is such beautiful language again. the Yira is Mishtatev im Hadas Vatvuna Lashafshifa. Okay, let's do the language. Lashafshifa, to scrub it. Litsachtsacha, to shine it. You know, what are you doing when you're shining a silver kli? You're wiping away the impurities, yeah? Isn't that the truth? Lahabit nechoicha, you could hold it and you could look at it properly. La'ayv meisharim v'ayroi skulais, you have an ava for that which is emes. You become addicted to the truth if you have Yerushalayim. You love it. You love meisharim. You love things which are straight. V'ayroi skulais. U'lahatesh ma'akashim v'imrei nolus. Fifty agarot to whoever can translate that. So the Chazon Ish New Tanakh, and this comes from Mishlei Beis Tesvav, which I have written in the side of my thing, that's why I know that. And here it says, oh.
Relatesh is like to weaken, I think, right? Like Latish Kofo.
It's spelled differently.
This is Ikesh. Ikesh.
And Maxim, we have an Hazinu. Adore Ikesh Upsalto.
Exactly. So here Shlomo HaMelech says, Asher Orchoy Sem. He's talking about Talmidei Chachamim that don't do what they teach. He says, Asher Orchoy Sem Ikshim Unloizim Bimagloy Sem. Their ways are Ikshim is crooked. Yeah. Unloizim Bimagloy Seyim. Nolos is to be sour. Bimagloy Seyim. There's sourness in their keli. And that's what the Chazon Ish is referring to. A lashon. So this is what happens when you have Torah without Yerushalayim. Instead of loving the truth and wanting always to see the truth, you're doing something else. The Amr Yavam, you're doing Lahatesh. Lahatesh ma'akashim ve'imrei nolus. Shtus, sour. V'amr b'yavamis kuftes, Amud Beis, ha'oimer ein loy elo teira, af teira ein loy. Shinemar v'limadetem ve'asisem. Meaning a person says, look, I'm not very religious. I don't do the stuff, but I know how to learn. So, Eli Elotira, don't come to me for what to do, right? Do what I say, not what I do, as Aristotle was famous for saying. Do what I say, not what I do. So, Aoimer, Eli Elotira, so Zakhtin Gemara and Yavamis, Af Tira, Eli, it's not that he has Tira and he doesn't have Yerushalayim, he doesn't have any Tira. Shenemar, Vlimadatem Vasisem. The Gemara learns, Kol Sheyeshne Vasia, Yeshne Belumido.
Drying rack fell down on the floor outside. Drying rack
fell. Gotcha there. Hamazalzel b'mitzvah. Okay, you don't have the next page, right?
We had it before, but now you replaced it with this. We need it again.
So while the Rav is looking for the page,
or send my WhatsApp.
He sounds like he's totally upending the definition of a Talmud Chacham.
So what do you mean by upending?
Well, maybe it's upending for me. That there is a kind of an assumption of quantity that, when people are describing the most impressive Talmud Chachamim, it's really a thing of quantity.
So let me just try to understand this because I struggle with this. But let's try to understand this a little bit deeper. Like go ask a Talmud Chacham. So our definition of a Talmud Chacham is always somebody who knows a lot of Torah, Talmud Chacham. He knows Shas, he knows Paiskim, he knows Rishonim, he can throw you our Mekoymus. That's usually a Talmud Chacham. And here what we're saying is what the Chazon Ish is saying, what Nefesh HaChaim is saying, and for that matter, what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, is that, it, and it's part and parcel to this Chachma, it has to be a mix of Yira Because if there isn't a mix of yira, it might be that he has a lot of interesting things to say. It could be he could write books, but he doesn't have Torah. And there's another, like a side point here, which is not so side. And that is that La Suke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchusa, like there's a resistance. It's a fallacy, I think, that in yeshivas, let's say, so they learn Noshim Nezikin, six blot here, six blot there. And they learn how to learn. And then a lot of times they continue learning six blot here, six blot there. So it's really not the right thing. That all that's doing, and that's what yeshivas are for, is to teach us how to learn a piece of Gemara. But once you know how to learn a piece of Gemara, l'chaira, you have to continue, you have to learn Gemara, right? And the correct way to learn it, by the way, is not to learn like in yeshivas. Yeshivas are good. I mean, they taught us how to learn. But you don't stick with that. That's just, that's like training school, learning how to read. So you have that. But then you have to learn. But the nekuda is la'asuke shmaitza liba dehilchasa, says the Chazon Ish, that if you're not bringing it down, if you're not bringing it down to a place of halacha with Yerushalayim, then it's not really a Talmud Chacham. So ha'oimer Torah ein loy, rak Torah yeshli, what was the lesson there? Ein li ela Torah. So a person says ein li ela Torah, so the pshat is af Torah ein loy, because you've got a piece of it, but you don't have the whole thing. Now, how can we, Yonias, how can we possibly know who's a Talmud Chacham, who's not a Talmud Chacham? I don't know. I don't know the answer. All we can do is try to become one. What do you say, Yaakov? How can you know who's a Talmud Chacham, who's not a Talmud?
Well, I also wanted to say, the Mishnah Berurah says, I can't remember where, that there's no, we don't anymore have the definition of a Talmud Chacham today.
Yeah.
Is he referring to because of this aspect?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says that regarding, like, eating and sleeping in a Beis Medrash. You know, even the word Talmud Chacham is interesting, because it references the fact that you're a Talmud and you're always being makabel from a high place to a low place. So Kol Zman that a person, the Aleph base of the whole thing is that, you know, he's got to come from a high place and be brought to a low place. That's the Aleph base. So it has to start from the Shemayim. Biasuke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa. Look, maybe it's more of a lesson as to what we need to become and what we should expect from Talmidei Chachamim. In other words, we have to expect from a Talmud Chacham that he has the anivus. You see, once you see that there's an agenda, so then it's already not a Talmud Chacham.
We have a mitzvah deraisa of Kibbutz Talmud Chacham, and there the Shulchan Aruch speaks about quantity, with the exception of Talmud Chacham Shein Maisim Mitukanim. So it's either the quantity is the basic criteria. Maisim Mitukanim, perhaps that's a gather of yira.
Yeah, that's for sure a gather of yira. Let me just finish. Let me try to share with you the next page. 1 second. Share screen. Sorry, I'm so bad at this. Did I do it?
So what I'm asking is basically, from the Shulchan Aruch standpoint, it's not it's not expecting us to be able to judge Yira except as manifested in
Meissen. Right. So that's exactly why I brought the second page up. If you could see page Lam and Zion. You see it there?
Yep.
So here the Chazon Ish says, Ubi Yoradeya, Yitzchak, Ubi Yoradeya, Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sif Gimel, Talmud Chacham HaMezalzel B'mitzvahs. So that's a giveaway, right? HaMezalzel B'mitzvahs. Ve'ein Ba Yerushamayim. Not only you don't have to give him kavod, listen, he's far to Talmud Chacham, he's the kal shibet zibor. You don't give him a seat. Talmud Chacham anisker kan, what we're talking about is, so how can he be a Talmud Chacham on mezalzel b'mitzvahs, and he's not a Talmud Chacham? Well, right, so that's his kasha on himself. How can you be a Talmud Chacham? Then you're not a Talmud Chacham. So a Talmud Chacham, Hanisker Kan, Hu Al Tzura HaChitzoynis, Shishana Harbe V'Shibash Harbe. He's got the Chitzoynis of a Talmud Chacham, meaning he's Shana Harbe, he learned a lot. Mamish learned a lot. V'Shibash Harbe, and he hung around with Gedolim also. Shibash Harbe. Avol Ein Safik She'ein Teirosai Mechaveres. There's no question that if he's mezalzel b'mitzvahs, ein terosay mechaveres, vein maskenoisav emes, kivin dechaser like kinyan ha'ikari shel yira shemayim. Strong words, yeah? The Amru Shabbos Lamed Aleph, and this gets back to our Gemara, nasata v'nasata be'amuna pilpalta b'chachma hivanta davar mitaych davar. Remember we said that's the Shishay Sidrei Mishnah. Afilu hachi yiras Hashem hi artzari in iloi loi. And here he's sort of also changing the metaphor. V'yamru, and it also says Shem kol adam sheish b'tayr v'ein b'yir shemayim doy melugizbar shem masru loy mavtechas apnimis mavtechas achetzaynis loy masru loy. V'sham amr lei amina lecha ana degever dechayel chatoyin hu v'amartali atbar urayin hu. We leave that Gemara aside for a second. Visham, and further it says, Ein loy la'kadosh baruch hu ba'olamai el yir shamayim bilvad. Oh, how could that be? What about Torah? The answer is, it doesn't make any difference. Torah, yir shamayim, Torah, it all has one name. It's all blended. It's all blended and homogenized together. Yeah, is that the next thing he says? V'amru tayna zayin amad alevim tal mechacham hagun hu Kital, Vimlav or Feo Kimutar. Things grow around the Talmud Chacham. It's like a tal, Kitalim Rasi. Gently, the dew that falls gently out. And it's not, or Feo Kimutar, it's not like a big hurricane comes and knocks the trees out of the ground. Visham Kolaisik Bateri Shalaylishma Nasis Le Samhamavis. Visham im Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu Mimenu Toichal. Voisei Le Sichreis Vimlav, Oisei Tashkiv Sigaris. Are you destroying or are you fixing? Now, let me end this by saying that we're not just, look, this chabur is not about learning Musar together. But obviously the Musar is very strong here. But what we're learning is the lumdus of what a Talmud Chacham is. Like, make no mistake, how we can tell is a different idea. What we are is a different idea. But the metzias of a Talmud Chacham is someone who's bringing Torah from the Pi Hashem, La Suke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa, and bringing it all the way down to the Chachma. Let's go back over to what we said. Taking from the Keser and bringing it to Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid, Malchus, all with purity, starting with purity, obviously, but all with purity, so nothing, no mold develops while we're learning. No gaiva develops. This is what happened with Elisha ben Avuya. The Shalei Lishma got mixed up in there. And then Aliba de Hilchasa is that if you don't bring all of that holy stuff that we're learning and teaching to Malchus, to Halacha Lamaisa, and that's what I was saying about the way we have to learn. Ultimately, what we're learning has to translate into action. Whether the action's a Mishnah Berurah and Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, or whether the action is in Midos, Misil Sishar. It doesn't make any difference. The point is, it's a suke shmeitza aliba de hilchasa. And I tell you with myself, like, let's say I'm learning all day, and then somebody gets me angry and I lose my patience. So where what happened here? I mean, what happened to there's some kind of a short circuit, and it didn't translate into maisa. Now, I'm not saying that you could be a Talmud Chacham one second, maybe, and not be a Talmud Chacham the next second. But there's such a thing as the hanhag of a Talmud Chacham. Where the Rambam speaks about how I speak softly to everybody. Aluvim veinam, nalavim veinam, olvin. Ketzeis Hashem shbugurasei. These are the midos of a Talmud Chacham. That I don't talk. I don't respond. I'm Torah. So this is something that we have to check. I mean, the easy way to check on ourselves is, do we react to things like a Talmud Chacham? Or are we acting to things? I mean, all of us have met a Talmud Chacham. Am I reacting the way they would react? And that's really the question. We have 5 more minutes. I just want to finish the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. Let's read it together so we can say we finished. First, he spoke about before you learn Yikabal Alatzmai Perek Zayin Lasei Shalakayim Kachol Hakasav B'Torah Shebiksav. Before we start learning, when we're hooking up, so we have to say before we learn that I'm a Kabbalah myself, that I'm going to have Yir Shemayim. When I'm researching a halacha, royli spalel. You have to daven. She's akeu yisbarach lasuke shmeitza aliba de hilchasa. Daven that I'm saying the right halacha. L'chavein la'amita shel Torah. Meaning, get all the garbage out of my head. What am I trying to prove? What are you trying to prove? If you're trying to prove anything, then you're not, you know, I remember we had a Rebbe in Yeshiva, Rav Altusky. He used to always say, let the Rambam speak to you. It was just, like, what are you mixing in your own? Like, let him speak. Don't try to get what you're agenda is into the Rambam. Let the Rambam speak to you. In the middle of learning, harishus nesuna, permission is granted. La adam lahafzik zman muat, for a person to stop learning for a minute. Interesting. Now this is the preservative, the kav chamutim, that you're the 20% that you're allowed to put into the wheat. Terem yichbe meliba yirasi yisparach shmei. You already have yira because you started off with yira, and now you got to make maintenance. You got to make sure that it's not getting freipished. So stop in the middle of learning and say to yourself, he says, what am I doing? Shekibel alav koydem aschal salimah. So you see two things. You're makabel before you learn it. It takes 2 minutes to be makabel. I want to do this with your shemayim. And then even in the middle of learning, you stop for a minute and say, where am I going here? Am I your shemayim? And that's mutter, he says, lisboinen mechadosh od ma'at b'yiras Hashem. Think about your shemayim again. And this is the Gemara we learned. Did you put the preservative in? That's talking about mamish in the middle of learning. And that's why right there in the Gemara, the next Gemara says, Tani divei Rabbi Shmuel, ma'arev adam chav chaymtim b'kur shel tvua ve'enoi chayshesh. You're allowed to stick some preservative into the tvua, and you don't have to worry about false weights and measures. V'hu din mi dine gezel v'ayna, the preservative patches you from Mr. Gezel, patches you from Mr. Ayna, asher makoyma b'seder nezikin. So, my shaita hacha, what's it doing here in the Gemara and Shabbos, Lamed Aleph? Amnam hayrona bazeh, the teretz is shekabai b'masim b'matan. Just like when you're doing business, hagam shenira kegezel v'ayna, you're adding in packaging, you're adding in preservatives. How many pickles are you getting here per kilo? Amnam kimen shakav ofer hu ashimor v'akim shokol akar tvua. But being that the kav of offer, we learn a gevaldik halach here today, that the kav offer is the kiyum of the tvua, enu chayshish mishum gezel, there's no iser gezel, ken rishoy adam, so too. Person is mutter lahafzik levatel zman muat mehalimud, it is okay to stop learning for a minute, least by name matbir is Hashem, to introspect a little bit about your shemayim. Enu chayshish bezem mishum bitl tayra, this is not bitl tayra, because it's making your chachma even better.
If you use this lesson, then it's permissible. It's something that it's imperative. You have to do it, otherwise you're going to be lost.
Because the raid in yeshivas at that time was it's bittul Torah. So it's kind of funny, but what's chayiv apparently is before you learn. But it's mutter, it's not bittul Torah, as you get into it.
Yeah, but those are the stages, and at each stage, like Rebbe said before, each stage you have to, you know, capture it.
And I don't remember ever, you know, and I was zeichet to sit at the side of the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Sheinberg, I don't remember him ever saying a chiddush, a psak, without saying first, Bezras Hashem. Bezras Hashem. This is what the halacha is. So everyone's like, thought it was like, okay, we have to say Bezos Hashem so much. But it was a clear understanding that if he gets it from Shemayim, it's Bezos Hashem. If he's able to understand it on the pipe and keep it, it's Bezos Hashem. And if he paskin to Shiloh, which he paskin hundreds of thousands of them, it's Bezos Hashem. It's all Bezos
Hashem. Whenever we asked him, Rabbi, do you need anything? He said, yes, yaita the Shemaya.
You know, I want to tell you a story before we break up for Pesach. I'm not sure how it fits in, but just a story. B'didi hava uvda. That a number of years ago, a few years before the Rosh Yeshiva died, I had a Shaila Maris Nida. So Shaila, it was a Shaila that somebody asked me, and I wasn't trying to paskin, and I was going to see him, so I asked him. And he looked at me, he looked at it, he was probably 98, he looked at it and he said, it's mutter. So, okay, Rashiva says, it's mutter. It was a big shiloh, he looked at it for a second, he says, mutter. So, I leave, and when I'm in the hallway going downstairs from the Rashiva, so one of the grandchildren stopped me, and he says to me, listen, Rabbi Yaakov, we don't want to make the Rashiva feel bad, but his eyes aren't what they used to be. And it's not the same as it was before. And we recommend you ask somebody else. We didn't want to like take away from his kavod. We recommend you ask somebody else. One of the grandchildren said that to me. And apparently that's what they say to everybody. So that sounded a little bit strange to me. Yeah? So if he's not able, he wouldn't say, you know. Anyways, I did. I went from the Rashiva's house. I went to the Badatz because that's where I learned Maris, and I learned it from Rav Bransdorfer, Olav Shalom, who was since Nifter. And I went to Rav Bransdorfer, and I showed him the Mara. And Rav Bransdorfer looked at it, and he said, why are you showing me something you already showed to somebody else? So, like, unbelievable thing. That a tzaddik with your shemayim, his Torah comes, la sukei shemayim, tzaliba de hilchasa, it's not even about the eyes anymore. And it's not about, it's the your shemayim and the tzaddik. It was a story that shakes me up every time I think about it. All right. Have a good tvach, everybody. Bracha v'atzlacha and everything.